Alright folks, welcome back to the Anti-Anxiety Stoic. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, and today we're diving into something crucial, something that can make a world of difference in how you navigate life. Setting healthy boundaries. Ever feel like you're constantly saying yes even when you want to scream no? You know that feeling when someone asks for a favor and you just can't muster up the energy to decline. We've all been there, right? It's easy to get caught in this cycle of pleasing others, trying to be everything to everyone. But let me tell you, friends, there's a better way. Setting healthy boundaries isn't about being selfish or shutting people out. It's about prioritizing your own well-being, respecting yourself, and creating space for the things that truly matter. Think of it like this. Imagine you're on an airplane. The flight attendants always emphasize the importance of putting on your oxygen mask first before helping others, right? It's the same principle here. You can't pour from an empty cup, and if you're constantly giving without setting boundaries, you risk burning yourself out. So, how do we actually go about creating these healthy boundaries? Let's break it down into 5 key takeaways that will help you level up your life. 1. Identify your needs. Before you can set boundaries, you need to know what you need. What drains your energy? What makes you feel uncomfortable or resentful? Take some time for self-reflection and jot down those things. Maybe it's constant social interaction, taking on too many commitments, or even feeling obligated to say yes to every request. 2. Learn to say no. This is a big one. Saying no can feel uncomfortable at first, but trust me, it gets easier with practice. Start small, maybe decline an invitation you don't really want to go to or politely pass on a task that's not your responsibility. Remember, it's okay to prioritize your own well-being. 3. Communicate clearly and assertively. When you do need to set a boundary, be clear, direct, and assertive. Avoid using apologetic language or making excuses. For example, instead of saying, "I'm sorry, I can't help with that right now," try something like, "I appreciate you asking, but I'm already committed to other projects." 4. Set realistic expectations. You don't have to be everything to everyone. Remember, it's impossible to please everyone all the time. Focus on setting boundaries that are realistic and sustainable for you. It's better to say yes to things you genuinely care about and no to the rest. 5. Be consistent. Consistency is key when it comes to setting boundaries. If you waver or give in to pressure, it sends mixed messages and makes it harder to enforce those boundaries in the future. Stand your ground and remind yourself that you deserve to be respected and have your needs met. Okay, let's bring this into a real-life scenario. Imagine you have a friend who constantly calls you late at night to vent about their problems. You're a good listener, but it's affecting your sleep and starting to stress you out. This is a perfect example of where setting a boundary can come in handy. You could try saying something like, "Hey friend's name, I care about you and want to be there for you, but late night calls are really disrupting my sleep. Would it be okay if we talked during the day instead?" See? Simple, direct, and respectful. By setting that boundary, you protect your own well-being while still being a supportive friend. It's a win-win. Remember, folks, creating healthy boundaries is a journey, not a destination. There will be bumps along the way, but don't get discouraged. The key is to keep practicing, keep communicating, and keep prioritizing your own mental well-being. You deserve it. So, what are you waiting for? Start setting those boundaries today. Take that first step towards a happier, healthier, and more balanced life. Share this episode with someone who needs to hear this message, leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media. We're all in this together. Until next time, stay calm, collected, and courageous.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.